You can speak something about your experience about your spiritual mind. You can speak to anyone.
Thank you.
really fortunate to play some of our others who have got that. So they've done some great good healing because they have some of the goodness of the single order of life. It's a very rare thing because the Bible references are thousands of them, one thousand of them, are one they want to know about. And out of thousands they want to know about them, thousands, only one will come to them. So we can't estimate how fortunate we are. We can only hope that time goes on, we may know a little bit more about it to come to know the answer. So nothing any book or any data or anything that can be studied. We have to realize the humility of the Spirit's Master and only His way. And we see such a lot of devotion of person has. So that's why we can say every day, because it is only this mission. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namaste. So in the Krishna consciousness, we are trying to get engaged somehow actively serve Lord Krishna. Always tendency to activity, feeling, prosperity, progress, affection. And more often than not, all the activity, feeling, affection are displaced. So, we don't know where to place our affection, so they will not be frustrated. In order to have some beginning on this way of learning what is the true object of affection, we must come into contact with some source of true feeling, true affection, true knowledge. And it is only we find some person who incorporates, who embodies all the true qualities of the human soul manifested. Only if we find such a person, we place our affection for such a person. And then, by submissively following their indications, we can also slowly remedy our crippled position. First, we come to Krishna consciousness. We are mainly interested in stopping our own suffering. We feel that we are so frustrated. We are suffering from so many frustrations, ignorance, disease, mental problems, or difficulties. We're suffering from our wrong relationship with other people. We want to stop these sufferings as far as nervousness. And when we find some merciful person, such as a spiritual master, in whom we place our trust, then our life begins to become more meaningful again. So, we want to stop suffering, first of all, from ourselves. But the spiritual master goes to something to achieve pleasure than just stopping our own suffering. Tells us the suffering condition is due to ignorance. Once the ignorance is removed, there is not only alleviation of suffering, but there is real, true active, spiritual existence. And in the spiritual existence, the gain that you have no knowledge, because you are so completely bound up in our own senses. We are so completely completely bound up trying to solve our own problems, these problems of affecting here on the material, primitive level. But we cannot even start to live spiritual existence. But if we meet some person who is not only realizing the importance of material existence, but also is living in every manifest of place, the moment of spiritual existence, the moment of Krishna consciousness, then he also have, through the mercy of the spiritual master, the knowledge of the spiritual engagement. As a matter of fact, we could not abandon our own false engagement if we didn't have a measure of engagement. So, spiritual master, and he is also only engaged in the spiritual engagement. Every one of his activities nothing to do with the condition of material and so on, the nature of action and reaction. The principle of activity of the church of master is to show us by every gesture the spiritual manifestation of existence. And the spiritual manifestation of existence is such that the devotee of Krishna, having attained the love of Krishna and having attained the happiness and knowledge of Krishna, is not satisfied only to keep this for himself. The pure devotee of Krishna wants of everyone to have benefit, that everyone would be engaged in the true spiritual thing, everyone would be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Pure devotee is not interested in finishing his own suffering, not really understanding himself. He is only interested in serving Krishna, and even more than just doing what Krishna requires, he would like that everybody should become Krishna conscious.
We're studying the science of the absolute. The personality of Godhead. Any science we study on the material or the spiritual plane must have an authority. When we delve into these sciences, we see. We must learn terminology. We must learn all the aspects. We must learn the materials involved. When we delve into these, you see, the more we learn, the more we can learn. But the science of the absolute, you see, the more we learn, the more we don't know. So then how will we learn both? Krishna? By our speculation knowledge. But taking authority. Swamiji has some of your devotion. Like Indra who is a tax collector, collecting the taxes, has never taken anything for himself. The only way to understand the absolute is to accept a pure devotee of Krishna. There is no other way. You cannot accept someone who says, "Oh, yes, continue your activity. I'll make it nice and powerful for you." You won't have to pay any price. To just speculate anyway, and then you will come to Krishna and get some money. Now, we must see by an attractive, looking example someone who actually lives what he says, someone who combines philosophy, religion, and more. Someone who is attractive, all blissful, full of knowledge. This is the only way we can see. We were not attracted in the beginning only by philosophy. We were not attracted in the beginning only by the sin. We were attracted, most of us, by two things. The Shada, and by the example of our blissful, spiritual father, spiritual mother, spiritual teacher, spiritual friend, and such a humble servant that he wants nothing for himself, but simply by spiritual advancement. Oh, my dear Lord, you are so kind that you are my constant companion in nature.
By a personal example that we can truly realize this knowledge that has been handed down from Vedic scripture. As only we can read these scriptures, people, people do Vedanta societies and so on, they read the knowledge, but it is only by a personal example that we can understand how it works in the practical field. And this is why our spiritual master is so important to us, because we cannot spend one moment without action. It says in the Bhagavad Gita that every man has natural propensity to act, and he's constantly active. So that while we act, well, we must act, we must know how to act, and therefore we need the guidance of the spiritual master who tells us how to act, and we watch him, and we can see how he acts, how he gets up, how he stands, how he moves his hands, how he talks, and most of all, how he worships Krishna himself. Only by his guidance can we act in this way.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Swami Bhakti Vedanta, who is very dear to Krishna on this earth, having taken shelter of his loving feet. And spiritual masters, the true spiritual masters, somebody who gives you something that you really need, somebody who tells you something that you didn't know before, and somebody who shows you something didn't see before. In this case, I guess you could say it's really a strange visitor from a far land with exotic gifts. somebody who just turned up in New York one day out of the clear blue and brought us something that we didn't have before and showed us what we didn't know but what was there, which we couldn't have done by ourselves. Because people are basically stupid and have to be shown. People think that they can get to everything by themselves. They can find out what the truth is, where the pleasure of life really is, and where happiness really is. But this is not so. You have to be shown. You have to be shown by one who already knows. You have to be introduced to God, the one who is already on very close terms with Him. And a person like this is very hard to find. You can tell when you meet somebody like this. I don't know how you can tell, but you know the attraction is irresistible. Because the spiritual master, the true spiritual master, is a personification of the grace of Krishna. And the attraction to the spiritual master is normal. It's natural because we're attracted to what the spiritual master has for us. So by his very presence, and just by his being, and by the things he says, those of us who are fortunate enough to come in close contact with the true spiritual master have been attracted to him.
When I first saw Swami, it was in New York when the temple first opened, and I was so foolish that I thought, it's just an old man, what could he possibly know? And so I went away. But Krishna is so kind that a year later, he frustrated every attempt at enjoying this material world of this material nature. And he brought me to the temple somehow or other. And at that time, Swamiji was in California. But the devotees were so, had so much grace that Swamiji's presence wasn't even required. That the spiritual master, Swamiji, is so magnanimous. He's like touchstone that all these boys in New York had become so full of grace that myself, I was able to appreciate it and think, oh, these boys are so nice. And how much nicer could the spiritual master be? He must be so wonderful that I simply say, oh, this is nice. I didn't have much intelligence. I didn't even know that it was God that I was looking for. I just wanted to feel nice. So all these boys are feeling so nice, so let me stay here. And then as I learned, oh, this is just like what I learned when I was a little boy about God, the same thing, it's not any different. And, same old thing. But, by Krishna's grace, he gave me the intelligence to see that, yes, there's no way you can go on without God. You can think that way, but actually, it's just be miserable. So, by the grace of the spiritual master, my eyes have been opened. And I feel that all of us, all of our eyes have been opened. And we now owe everything to Swamiji. We owe our life, our intelligence, our wealth, our strength, everything. and to try to enumerate or try to glorify the spiritual master in sitting here trying, but it's difficult. And I know, I'm feeling that the only way to really glorify the spiritual master is to serve him. And no amount of words can say how wonderful he is. That feeling, that blissfulness of the spiritual master, that the beauty of the spiritual master, the greatness of the spiritual master, can be experienced by service. Thank you.
Om Nagana Smira Dasaya, Nagana Palakaya, Akush Nulatandana, Ashnaki, Sri Namaha. I am sending a darkness with my humble obeisance to the Lord's feet, to my spiritual master, who has come to me to force me to open my eyes. This mantra is very nice, but it shows we have no ability ourselves to attain Lord's feet, the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master comes to us. He not only shows us the Supreme Lord, but he forces us to ask ourselves several questions. Those questions being, who am I? Where do I come from? Where am I going? The Christians have a holiday called Christmas. And they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, there's a passage reading that the Lord so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This means that Krishna loves the living, the fallen living entity so much that he desires nothing for the living entity except to have them now. And so the living entities may return to Krishna. By his mercy, he gives his Son. He gives the pure devotee to the living entities so that the pure devotee may show the living entities the way back to Krishna. This is what we have to thank Krishna for. Not for any material contamination which we may acquire. We don't thank Krishna for this. What we have to thank Krishna for is the pureness of the spiritual master. And we thank the spiritual master for his mercy. We thank the spiritual master for everything he gives us. We thank the spiritual master for our very lives. The song he was singing, the eternal song of God, it's the blood rushing through our veins. I could sit there and just go on and on thanking the spiritual master for everything, but I couldn't begin to really thank him. I could sit and think how to thank the spiritual master, but I couldn't even begin to think how to thank him. Thank you, brother.
I would also like to say that I have no ability and no capacity to estimate the greatness of Guru Maharaj. I can understand that I was saved from a certain disaster in my own case. And I think similar rescue was given to all of you. The Bhagavad says that in every birth, the living entities can have father and mother. Because that birth means there must be father and mother. But only very rarely, the very fortunate living entities have a chance to have the spiritual master in Krishna. So by Krishna's arrangement, all of us have been given this opportunity. It's understood that we've had similar opportunities in the past, and now we're given this chance to really become serious, to really
try and understand our position, understand how precarious a position we can put ourselves in by our own foolishness, understand the defects that are inherent in the conditioned soul, to know the four defects, cheating, propensity, crooked senses, the tendency to be illusion. These tendencies will cloud our minds, so if we don't have the helping hand of the spiritual master, then we're ready to be destroyed by this threatening material situation. Anyway, I'll simply say again, I haven't got any proper understanding of my own position, of how much I'm indebted to the Guru Maharaj, but I'd like to try and offer my respect.
Somehow or other we've fallen into this material ignorance, but Krishna is so kind that he's even present with us in our hearts. But from my point of view, the spiritual master is even a difference because he can introduce us to Krishna and re-establish a relationship with that eternal friend. So the more we practice Krishna consciousness through the grace of our spiritual master, the more we realize that Krishna is real. Krishna is a real person. We can have a real, meaningful relationship with Krishna. It's so nice and it's so attractive. So anybody who wants to test this knowledge, Swamiji has brought the simple method of chanting of Hare Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna, we are associating with Krishna. It's real. All the devotees have experienced this. So just like you go out on the street and you meet somebody, you speak to somebody, so there's some kind of feeling you develop with another person. It has to be a real person to bring out a real feeling inside you. Some people, because they don't have any meaningful relationship, or they don't have the relationship with Krishna, or Krishna's representative, then they're trying to find the same relationship with other people, with their families, with their friends. If they can't find it with other people, then they're looking to the animals, the cats and the dogs. They can see how people treat their dogs very affectionately. So the feeling is there, but this the affection is there, the love is there. The love is being misplaced. And it's only through the grace of our spiritual master that gradually we're learning where to place our love, and that we're learning that gradually this love is being uncovered. So everybody has, all the devotees have been expressing their gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. So let's offer our humble prayers to Lord Krishna that we may be better able to serve the spiritual master.
Thank you. surrendered to.
Om Ajana Saranda Sri Jana Jana Samasya Chakshu Maritam Janya Karasna Sri Gurudaya Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Prabhupada, who is the most dear and confidential servitor of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. He is always in transcendental ecstasy and always in transcendental association with Govinda and his beloved Gopi. Simply by giving loving service to the spiritual master, one can gradually become a fully surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And our spiritual master is so kind that he accepts whatever service anyone is willing to give. He makes no distinction as to great or small. And simply by his acceptance of our services, the Supreme Lord automatically accepts. We are so tiny and so inconceivably limited that there is really no possibility of our doing anything of value. What we are doing is simply given value simply because it is done in the service of His divine grace and because He accepts it. It is not possible for one to lift himself by oneself. It is possible to regain a spiritual existence only by the divine mercy of the spiritual master. And so he is always teaching us constantly in his every action how to become sincere servants of the Supreme Lord. And his mercy is not even conceivable by us. It is more like an unlimited ocean. He is protecting us and caring for us in so many ways, but we're so unfortunate and so foolish that we can't realize it. We can't realize how indebted, eternally indebted we are to him. His very presence here is not even barely understandable to us. He's the most valuable jewel in all the universe, and therefore this day is so auspicious, because on this day His divine grace has appeared on this planet for delivering all the fallen souls from this wretched material incarceration onto the platform of spiritual existence, of love and service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore we all offer our most humble obeisances to Sri Prabhupada, who has opened our shutting eyes and dispelled our ignorance by the torchlight of knowledge, and by the mercy of His lotus feet, He has so kindly engaged us in His holy service. So we all thank Him for appearing on this planet and bringing to us, most unworthy creatures, the greatest gift, love of God.
Kavatana Kamala Bare Nakamanska Singam Dalitaran Sakipu Panadringa Keshavajita Nana Haruka Shaya Jagadisha Lord. Swamiji has taught us this prayer, and it's a prayer for the help of the spiritual master. In this case, it's a prayer to Lord Nisringa. And we always try and pray for Swamiji's help, because we want him to be with us here as long as possible. Swamiji is so dear to us, and here we are, all of us sitting here trying to express this feeling that we have. So please take this as being very serious and important. It's important because it has some benefits. Everyone is looking after some perfection. And the 20 of us, or the 25 of us, would say that we've found it. So Luminous can find a room full of people to say, yes, I have found the perfection of life. The perfection is in our relationship with our spiritual master and in following his teachings. His main teaching to us is to chant Hare Krishna and to be happy. Everyone is looking for some mercy from others. In the state of Kali, it's very rare that you find it. But Swamiji is all merciful. He instructs us to chant, which is the recommended method for self-realization for this age, and then he tells us to be happy. And he's our most dear well-wisher. As a matter of fact, he's our only well-wisher. So this day is very auspicious. And we all pray that Swamiji will stay with us. Even after his disappearance, he'll still be with us in his teachings and in our hearts. But it's such a glorious thing that we have him now in our hearts.
Devotional service, and loving service, through Swamiji to Lord Krishna, is the only bliss, the only knowledge that we can attain. I'm offering my respectful obeisances to our whole family of Vaishnavacharya for handing down Swamiji to us.
I offer my respectful and humble obeisances unto Swamiji, which is so kind to take me as his student, even though I am most sincere and so fallen. I'll just tell a story that Swamiji told in San Francisco about one Brahmin who prayed to Lord Shiva to make him rich. And Lord Shiva granted him this request, and he told him to go to Sukadeva Goswami, and that there he would find this richness. And so the Brahmin went to Sukadeva Goswami. Srinatha Goswami, yes. And he said, Lord Shiva has sent me here. He said that you have something most wonderful. And Srinatha Goswami said, and you want that? And he said, yes, I've come for it. And there was a pile of rubbish. And he told the Brahmin, go in there and you'll find a stone. Bring it. And so the Brahmin went into the rubbish and he found the stone and he brought it. And he was told by Srinatha that this stone that touched the iron was turned to gold, the iron to gold. And so the Brahmin was most happy because he thought, oh, now I'll be the richest man in the world. And he went away with this stone. But after a while he returned and he said, you've given me this stone, but I do not think it's the most wonderful thing you have. Or else why would it be in the rubbish and why would you give it? And so Srinatha Goswami said, oh, you want the most precious thing I have? And Brahmin said, yes, I've come for that. Oh, throw away the stone. and come and sit down and chant Hare Krishna. And that is the Swamiji has given to us. He came to the United States with perhaps an empty suitcase, but he had so much that couldn't be put into a suitcase. Hare Krishna.
Mahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedante Swami Kisnabhne. Spiritual Master is the ocean of mercy, and who is infinite mercy to the divine and to the grace of Krishna brought the Spiritual Master to us. He gives us the first taste of love for Krishna. And through his sincere love of Krishna, which he never forgets Krishna, and through his never forgetting Krishna and always being his faithful servitor, by following his example, we reach to the platform of loving service unto Krishna, and this is the highest perfection. This is a spiritual master's gift, and because of this, I offer my respectful obeisance to his divine grace, his Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Om Ashnana Kumaran Hasya Janam Jana Salakaya Saksu Nivatan Yena Tasni Si Guru Re Nama. It's probably a movie which most people have seen. It's called The Wizard of Oz. And in this movie, there's a young girl who goes on a trip. And at the end of the movie, she's asked what she learned on this trip. And she says, I was always looking for something, but I never found it. And now I know why. Because everything I was always looking for was always right in my own backyard. And if it wasn't my own backyard, it wasn't worth looking for anyway. So this is the condition of all living entities. It's that they have everything right within themselves, in their own heart, that they have all the capacity for all the knowledge they'll ever acquire in all this world. And right beside them is Krishna. And they're trying to find themselves in
spiritual master. It's not that a particular man is spiritual master. Spiritual master is a truth. So, what is that truth?
The truth is
Sanatara Malaniya Pranaya Karina Kanara. The whole world is in the grace of a material bank, threefold misery. And the person who is authorized to deliver people from that material bank, he is called spiritual master. The example is given in this verse, Samsara Dharana. Dharana is the Sanskrit word, the English equivalent is forest fire. Just like in the forest, in this part of the world, there are sometimes forest fires, and government has arrangement to pour water from us. There are so many arguments. But forest fire, there is a fact. And what is this forest fire? The forest fire, nobody has got any interest to set fire in the forest. But it takes them, ultimately. And when the forest fire is there, all the animals within the forest, they become so much disturbed. They cannot escape. there. That, especially the snakes. Because snakes are taller than humans. So they are faster to be burnt into that forest fire. They cannot go very swiftly, other tigers and other beasts go away. But the snake, the crab, they cannot get out, mostly there. But, so this example is given to this materialistic life as forest fire. Because nobody wants any disturbance. That disturbance is created. That's where I am seeing since I come to this part of the world in 1965. So many boys are chased by the government grant board. They belong to the independent nation and formally they are independent. And what is this nonsense independence? Simply nonsense. There is no independence. But we are thinking, I am independent. Or that nation has become independent. I shall become independent. Just like one of my students, he said, you wanted to be independent, and I said, so these false notions, even, are going on. People are doing this way. He said, practical experience in my country, India. I was also a student of Gandhi. In 1920, I joined the Long Protestant Movement and gave up my education. Because Gandhi's program was to bypass the British educational institution. So most of the university students, I passed my final examination, BA, but I gave up. I did not at all. I joined this movement. Fortunately, in 1922, I also met my Guru Maharaj, and he, on my first visit, I do not know why, he told that. You should preach the Chaitanya philosophy to the outside world. I reply that we are dependent nation who hears. In the world, nobody hears any person who is coming from dependent nation. So we must have first of all independence. A young man I was at that time. And I was also misled in so many ways. But my spiritual master told me, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj. So, the spiritual master's duty is to save the living entities who are so much embarrassed by the forest fire. That is the duty of spiritual. Sanasara Dharma, Melody, Loka, the whole world is blazing. And just like in the blazing fire, the forest, the animals are going here, and some of them are dying. The whole world is like that. And how that blazing fire can be extinguished? You cannot send out this fire vigor, or you cannot get some thought of what I am trying to extinguish that wild fire, it is not possible. Then how to extinguish it? The extinguishment is possible when there is cloud over it. and there is endless and pouring of water. Then we shall sky. No artificial means, no scientific means. We have rivers, have this power of singular, we have invented so many things. But when there is forest fire, all these things are melted, nothing can be used. The only means is when there is pouring, incessant pouring of water from the cloud. So that is made of God. That is God is your hand. You cannot see this cloud. Some arrangement of God's arrangement, the cloud is yours. The example is given, a chariot of moon just like this cloud. Why this example is given? A cloud pours water. It is so sufficient that there is no comparison. But if you want to pour water, it has to pull up water. How long is it? The spiritual master means he must be just like the cloud. How is it possible? It is possible. It is possible in this way, provided he follows the disciples' practitioner of spiritual master. He must inherit the power from the superior source, then it is possible that by his teaching, by his lessons, the forest fire will be burning within our heart, it can be extinguished, and the person who receives such spiritual instruction more thoroughly, he becomes satisfied. This is the problem. Samasāra-dāvā-nala-līga-lopat-prāṇāya-pāvinna-dhanā-dhanatyam prāta-sya-kalyāna-dhanā-dhanasya-bandhī-gurasī-sarvāna. Now, this spiritual master satsang is not very difficult. Suppose my students, they offer me so much respect. But all these respects are due to my spiritual master. I am not it. I am just like Piram. Just like Piram delivers to our letter. He is not responsible for the, what is written in that letter. He simply delivers. But a Piram's duty is that he must sincerely carry out the order of the postmaster and deliver the letter to the proper person. That is it. Similarly, this parampara system is like that. Every one of us should become a spiritual master because the world is in blazing fire. You can give them prasad. Now, of course, time is very high. So, to understand, the spiritual master is not a new invention, it is simply following the order of the spiritual master. So, all my students present here were feeling so much obliged. I am also obliged to them because they are helping me in this missionary work. At the same time, I shall request them all to become spiritual master. Every one of you should be spiritual master next. And what is that duty? Whatever you are hearing from me, whatever you are learning from me, you have to distribute this feeling in total without any addition or alteration. Then all of you become the spiritual master. That is the science of becoming spiritual master. Spiritual master is not very, to become a spiritual master is not very wonderful thing. Simply one has to become sincere so. That's all. Even parampara prasam yamavadhu sarvabhijam. The Bhagavad Gita says that by dissolving separation, the Jura process of Bhagavad from Gita was handed down from Gita to the Gita. But in course of time, that dissolving separation is now lost. Therefore, Arjuna and Krishna again return to Lagati. So, this is the process. Simply, you see, that a Buddhist knowledge is called Sruti. One has to hear it properly, assimilate it, and then practice it in life, and please the same thing, then everyone becomes spiritual monk. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hamara Sthana Guru Hariya Parashat Bhadis. My dear disciples, I'll tell you that you all of you become spiritual master simply you carry out my order. That's all. And what is your order? The order is the same. Jare Rasa Dare Kaha Krishna Hare. Just like Krishna says in the chapter in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you simply give the instruction, the Sitam Bhagavad as it is, publishing Bhagavad Gita as it is, because in the masters, there are so many Bhagavad Gita misinterpreted. But that is not the process of presenting Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita should be presented as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is simply said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But most books which you have seen in English, they are trying to make minor Krishna. That is the attempt. So what part of Bhagavad Gita is that? Well, that's the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the Supreme, you should speak that Krishna is the Supreme. That is the preaching of Bhagavad Gita. So, the today is called Vyasa. Vyasa Puja means the best day. Vedic Vyasa, who wrote the Vedic literature, and he is the supreme spiritual master. Because he has given us the spiritual knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam Narayana Namaskritam Naram Sevanasamam Devi Saraswati Vyasa. So this platform is called the seat of Vyasa. So spiritual master should be representative of God. Then the instruction is complete and the benefit is assured. So I do not wish to take much of the time. Well, now distribute the sarang. And one thing, coincidence. The Vyasa Puja means to address the best day of spiritual mass. That is called Vyasa Puja. And so, today, this is my most of the day. Fortunately, 73 years ago, I was born in this birth. So this birth, number of is also a fortunate occasion, because after Krishna's birth, Maharaj Nanda, the father of Krishna, he celebrated Ustav, a ceremony, and this day is called Nandostav. So, a little I shall speak about Nandostav. Nanda Maharaj, he was a little older when Krishna was born. And some of his friends came to congratulate my dear friend, you have got a son in your old age. And Nanda Maharaj said, among the friends, said, how can you say, I'm old? Old man cannot be a child, I'm a young man. So, these things are stated in the third volume. All the villagers, because you know, Brindavan is a village, a big village, and Nanda Maharaj is the head of that village, Brindavan. So, all the people came to congratulate the child. This is called Nandostav. So, one Brahmin, he had spoken a nice verse. In this connection, he says, Suti Mahapari,
Thank you.